Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget. At this point in this program, I'd like to talk to you about husband material. And the first thing I want to do is to help you recognize a husband material. You see, the truth of life is that the person you are going to marry is not a husband. You are going to marry a man. He becomes a husband only when you have become married. Until you are married, he is not qualified to be addressed as a husband. How do you recognize a man who, when in a marriage environment, becomes a husband? You can do this by being able to recognize a husband material when you see one. And my focus at this point is to help you see what makes up a husband material. A husband material is a man who has attributes, so ideologies, who has values and qualities that, when put in a marriage environment, will translate into what a real husband is supposed to be. Now, you will not be able to recognize a husband material if you don't even know who a husband is supposed to be. Now, there's very little I can do at this point in teaching you or showing you who a husband should be. But if you can lay your hands on Pastor Banky's book, Should I Say Yes? Or read Miles Monroe's book, Understanding the Power and Purpose of Man, you will be able to understand who a husband is supposed to be. According to Miles Monroe, a husband is a cultivator, he's a protector, he's a provider, he's a leader. Please, I encourage you to please get his book and read to understand who a husband is. My reason is that if you don't know what a husband is supposed to be or who a husband should be, you are going to have difficulty with being able to recognize one when you see him. In a fresh graduate you are hiring, you are not hiring him because he has worked before. You are hiring him because there are attributes you see in him that, when employed in this environment, he will be able to get this kind of work done for us. You check his skill set, check his abilities, check his attributes and stuff like that, and reach the conclusion that, oh, if this guy is hired, he will be able to get this amount of work done for us. Therefore, you call him a competent employee. You call him a competent graduate and you say he's fit to be hired. The same thing applies for the office of a husband and father to you. The man must have attributes, he must have ideology, he must have value system, and a way of life that, when put in a marriage environment, is going to produce husbandship. Because a husband is supposed to be a provider for the family. I mean, I don't think it's cool to marry a man that can't provide for himself, not to talk of another person. Somewhere in the Bible says a man who can't provide for his family is worse than an infidel. I'm sure you wouldn't want to marry a man like that. Therefore, in choosing a husband material, you have to be careful to ensure that this man is not a man who is fed by his family. If he's still at that phase in life where he's fed by his father, it doesn't mean he's a bad person. It just means that he's not yet ready for marriage and therefore he's not a husband material. Don't make any mistakes about this. When I talk about the father, he has to take care of his family or not move away from being fed by his family. I do not mean that he must be stinkingly rich. When you marry a man that is stinkingly rich, what you mean is that you are not marrying a husband of your youth. I'm adapting that principle of husband of your youth, which implies that a wife of your youth is a woman you marry when you don't have much in life, when you just have the basic thing, when you are just starting out in life. Therefore, when you marry a man that is made already, you are not a co-laborer with him. You are supposed to marry a man, then together two of you will work to build great enterprise. Two of you will work together to build great establishment. Two of you will work together to build a great ministry. That is what marriage is supposed to produce for you. Please, another thing you should also bear in mind is this. A husband is supposed to provide leadership for you. If your man can't lead himself, he can't lead your family. If he can't lead himself in the path of discipline, if he can't lead himself in the path of fear of God, if he can't lead himself in the right path in life, then what's going to happen is that he will not be able to do that for you in a marriage environment. Therefore, look at the way the man uses his time. Is he in control of his time? Is he in control of his money? Is he in control of his life as a whole? If he cannot exercise personal leadership in his life, then my sister, he is not likely to be a husband material. Again, a husband is supposed to marry you and you alone. Except you practice religion where a man is allowed to marry more than a wife. A husband is married to you. He's not supposed to be married to another person. If a man does not have control over his emotion, over his sexual urge, then that man is obviously not the husband material. So when you find that a man does not have control over his sexual desires, then what it means is that that man is not a husband material. Because when placed in the marriage environment, it's not going to stop him. It just means that his sexual escapade will no longer be called fornication, but adultery. And you ask yourself whether you want to live with a man like that before you decide to marry such a man. Now, another thing I want to help you see again is that, do you want to marry a kind of husband that has regard for God, that will respect God, that takes every of his issues and cases to God in prayer? Or you want to marry a man that feels, oh, on my own I can succeed? Check all the things you want in a man, you want in a husband. If you begin to look at the man that is proposing to you, the man you are in a relationship with, the man you are courting, and he does not seem to have those attributes, it's a red flag, my sister. It suggests that you have to take your leave or tell him he's not going to work between you. As a matter of fact, I don't think you should even get into a serious relationship with a man you don't know enough to know his basic principles or the basic principles that guide him. However, if you know the basic and you now find that, oh, this other area is faulty and he doesn't want to make any effort at changing it, then chances are there that he's not actually the one for you, or you are not the one for him. Then you just have to move on with your life. Now, there are times that a lot of ladies get distracted about recognizing the two husband material. They get distracted because they think a husband material should be the man that is tall, dark, and rich. I mean, up to today, I don't know who invented that description, but please, that's not what makes a man a husband material. There is more to being a husband than the physique of a man. You have to have the capacity to lead a home. You have the capacity to be a leader in your home. The fact that you are tall, rich, dark, and handsome, and even have six packs, doesn't make you a husband. Again, when I see ladies celebrate six packs on social media, I start wondering, like, who six pack help? Like, does six pack pay school fees? Does it make man a faithful husband? Does six pack make his bank account increase? I mean, I don't really understand. My concern is this: do not look at the external as a loan. I'm not saying you shouldn't look at the external as a loan. I'm only saying that there are three crucial things I want in a wife. If I find those three crucial things in a short girl, I'm going to marry her. If I find it in a tall girl, I'm going to marry her. If I find it in a girl from Maiduguri, I'm going to marry her. If I find those things in a girl from Ilesha, I'm going to marry her. If I find those things in a girl from Akku, in Enugu State, I'm going to marry her. For me, it's not about the physique. It's about something that physical features cannot beat. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do not get distracted by the fact that, oh, the man that is actually a husband material is not nice. He doesn't know how to call you three times in a day. He can learn that one. Don't also be carried away by the fact that the guy that you know is not suitable is one calling you all the time, asking you, have you eaten? I mean, this is a very trivial thing. Anybody can learn it. And any man that wants to manipulate you can also learn it. I dare say this: any man that wants to sleep with you can become the most humble person until he gets you. So don't allow the fact that he's so nice to you distract you from the fact he doesn't have substance that is required in a husband material. And don't also reject the good man because he has not learned how to remember your birthday. He has not learned how to take you out on a Valentine. And he does not know that he should ask you whether you have eaten in the evening. My sister, if nobody asks you whether you have eaten, if you have eaten, you have eaten. If you have not eaten, you have not eaten. Asking whether you have eaten doesn't change a lot of things. Of course, I'm not trying to give excuses for the guy. But what I'm trying to say is that please, you can tell him, is there anything wrong with asking whether I have eaten? You can tell him that one. If you don't want to tell him direct, give him a book. Let me tell you something about me a bit. Before I see you dress well, I don't tell you dress nice or anything like that. My thinking is that you think I'm also trying to manipulate you, because a lot of guys, that's what they do. They might just keep quiet and say nothing. Except that Brodie Bay made her hair. I said, this makes so much sense. She was so happy about it. I made up my mind. Anytime I see any good thing she does, I'm going to compliment her. Now, if I were a man proposing to her at that point, and I don't compliment her, I don't say all of this, and I should not say, man, this guy doesn't make sense, you should go. She has lost. Do you understand what I'm saying? The key point I'm trying to make to you is this: a husband material is a man who, when you see him now that he's a single man, he has lifestyle, attributes, value system that, when translated into a marriage environment, will make him a competent and proper husband. However, you should be careful to ensure you don't allow his imperfections distract you from the core substance he has, and also allow the minor gesture that a man who doesn't have the substance of a qualified husband make you think that that one is not suitable for a husband. Please understand, you have to choose a husband material, because when you choose him, that is the one that will become a true husband in a marriage environment.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insights and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit brojid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access scores of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit brojid.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @brojidworld.